Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Mark Ein, who is one of the minority owners with the Washington Commanders, was on Kevin Sheehan's podcast, and he was asked about a possible rebrand and why it's not more of a priority at this point, why we're not hearing more about the name being changed. This is what he had to say.
Actually, rebranding is a really big lift. It is a way bigger than people understand. Probably on the face of it, between trademarks and uniforms and colors, if you would ever even think about that. And so we just, it has not taken a moment of focus, because the focus has been building a great organization with a great culture, getting the right pieces in place on the field and off the field, and then investing a lot of money and a lot of time into making sure our current stadium is a place our fans like to go, and that's what we've been focused on.
That is essentially what they've been saying the entire time. So I wouldn't say that it's newsworthy, in that if you just read the transcript, there's nothing new in it. However, it's a minority owner on the record directly answering that question, which is rare, and we have not heard anyone. Maybe Mitchell Rails on the investing podcast he was on several months back, or Josh Harris at some business luncheon seminar on a stage in D.C. over the last year or so. I mean, it's been very rare, but occasionally they'll answer the question about a possible rebrand with rhetoric something like that, which is to say, it's a lot harder than you think. It's not something we could just touch a button and do. To do it right, we need all hands on deck, and that needs to be our number one priority. And we're not there yet. We need to fix the stadium. We need to make it a place people can go to and enjoy. And we need to try to just make the organization and the fan base feel like they're invested into something worthwhile again.
Yeah, the Harris rhetoric to me has been, we are prioritizing other things right now. That, to me, added a, you guys don't know how hard it is. You guys don't see how hard this actually is to do a rebrand. And no one will hear this part of the caveat, but whatever. Huge fan of this ownership group. I think they've turned into A-work so far. I think there are a couple misses. I think this is one of them, but whatever. In general, I've been thrilled with their attitude, their approach, their understanding, their community outreach, the everything from trying to improve the experience at FedEx. The proof will be in the pudding, obviously, but the general manager, coaching stuff, beefing up the front office. They've done so much well and so much right. And it's obviously such night and day from that little twerp tyrant. Obviously, it goes without saying, right? They've been awesome. This, I think they are not doing the right thing here. And when you tell me that one of the reasons why you're not prioritizing it is because it's hard, I cannot stomach that. I don't like that at all. It's hard for the restaurant to serve fresh food. It's hard for the plane to land every time. It's hard for my business to take good care of customers. You know what's hard? 3 decades plus of no 11 win seasons. What's hard is being embarrassed to be a fan of your team and having to justify it and swim through nonsense and the news instead of who's starting at outside linebacker. It's another investigation. That's hard. I've done the hard. You don't tell me how hard it is. You tell me that you're working on it. You tell me that it's done, or you tell me you're not doing it. I'm going to be a big boy. I can take it. I did not like that at all. Again, huge Mark Ein fan. Seems like a really nice guy. On the up and up. Appreciate him. These guys being accessible. They've already done more interviews and talked to people than Dan Snyder did in a decade, right? They're great. Again, I don't like this one bit. I don't need to hear how hard it is. Get my ship to shore, dude. Don't tell me how tiny the parking spot is. Parallel park that SOB. I don't like that.
So I view it differently, because you hear him saying, I can't clean my room, it's too difficult. And I hear him saying, I can't clean my room because it takes 3 hours and I don't have 3 free available hours today. And I think that's very, very different. He is saying, to clean my room correctly, here's how I need to do it. That runtime, that runway for me needs to be X number of feet long. I don't have that many feet in front of me. And I buy that to an extent. Now, here's the debate that I think is actually, in my opinion, the one to have, which is, are they miscalculating where this should rank on their priority list?
And that's the point I was going to counter with. He's saying, I can't clean my room. I don't have time. My television show starts in 5 minutes. Mm-mm-mm. Get that room clean.
Well, he's saying, I need to have the kitchen and the living room clean because people are coming in the front door, and those are the two rooms they're going to see. I can keep them out of my room. I can't keep them out of the stadium. And I can't keep them out of, you know, just the general fixing of the organization and fandom is what he's talking about. Culture, so to speak. He's saying, we don't have a choice on those. That either happens right away or we're done. We get one shot as an endangered species organization to try to keep people coming to our games and caring and wearing some of our gear and being moderately invested. And we're trying our best to take this swing. But we've got to focus everything we got. All of our artillery, all of our guns are pointed at this one bad guy. We don't have time to worry about what might be coming over the other hill. But I think that what we could talk about, and we'll get here in a second because I want to stay with your angle mm-hmm. for a moment, is is their calculation right? How they put their list together is, I'm sure, based on a lot of research, maybe even some kind of data analysis, polling, I don't know. But they've got really smart people that I would imagine they're paying a ton of money telling them, here should be your tasks. They're also really smart people. Mark Ein's a genius business person.
Smarter than me.
Mitchell Rales is unbelievably brilliant. Look at what Josh Harris has done in his life. Mm-hmm. But beyond just their really, really smart minds and getting guys that are super sharp like Magic Johnson and others in the mix, I think there are people going, okay, first thing you got to do, this stadium is an abject disaster. This is untenable. People need to not hate going to games. Other thing you've got to do, being a fan of this team is not only uncool and you don't get to ever see them win, it's unpleasant. And when you admit to someone you're a fan of the team, you kind of whisper it and you hope that they don't follow up. We need to fix that. You can't be the team that you go, I like the Commanders, and everyone stops what they're doing and the record scratches so you can. They ask you why and how it happened and how long you've served time for, you know, like that can't happen. And so those things to them are at the top, and then the name is below. I'd like the name to be higher on their list or the brand, so to speak, because I think it can fix some of the other problems.
That's my point.
I think if they changed the name and rebranded, it could actually make a lot of things better, including how it felt to be a fan of the team, which is their number one thing. You know, the stadium experience gets better if you're not going to watch the Commanders and you're going to watch a thing that sounds better that you don't hate and the uniforms that you actually want. Maybe there is an appeal to that. So to me, that's my angle as opposed to I don't hear that answer and say, oh, they're being lazy. You know, or to better quote you and not exaggerate, like you're saying, don't tell me it's hard. Everything's hard. Business is hard. And I'm going, I don't think they don't want to do it because it's hard. They bought a team for $6 billion that was kind of falling off of a cliff. They were ready to roll their sleeves up and work. I just think that the calculation is different.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing it because I don't think they want to do it. And that's another point we'll get to here in a second. But to me, as we kind of weave through the different analogies, I do see it as this is too big a project for us to fix. And if it's higher on our priority list, then you start working on it, then you do it. I also refuse to believe that a group with this wherewithal, with this much acumen, with this much business expertise, can't walk and chew gum. You can have a construction crew reinforce the railing so it doesn't fall on Jalen Hurts, and have a team working on a rebrand. I refuse to believe that this is too big of an undertaking. But secondarily to that end, I do hear that you guys don't understand how big a deal this is. That's why we're not doing it right now. And I think it solves almost all those other problems. How many Redskins fans or WFT fans or Commanders fans in this country are there, conservatively? We think there are 2 million people that are fans? 1.5? I have no idea. I'm making up a number. Let's say there's 1 million fans. Less than 4% of them are actually going to games or will go to a game this year for 1 million different reasons. They don't live close by. They hate the stadium. They're like me. Whatever. Touch the rest of them. Build that brand. Fix that. Like, improve it. It's not, the arguments against the Reds not perfect, and it's hard. Do better. The whole point is to try to strive to do better. And they're not interested in that. And they've told us time after time that they're not, but they're not closing the door on, we're not doing it. If the door was closed, I'd stop harping on it. I'd go, that sucks. Bummer. It's over. It'll be like Wizards, and I'm stuck with it forever. A team name that I'm embarrassed about that I think stinks.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.